This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1665. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded April 17th, Austria, Azerbaijan, Belarus, Bolivia, Brazil, Bulgaria, China, Costa Rica, Cyprus, Guam, International Vacuum, Korea North, Kuwait, Libya, Macedonia, Monaco, Myanmar, Oklahoma, Papua New Guinea, Peru, Puntland, Russia, Spain, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Tuning around, we often run across broadcasts, usually religious, which turn out to be from Adventist World Radio via Mosbrunn, Austria. For example, April 14th at 0512, I was hearing some African music with drumming. It was really exotic on 11955. That turns out to be the House of Service of AWR, running for half an hour, southward from Austria, but yet making a good signal here, although with some flutter. Joe Hanlon had remarked that Austria's own ORF shortwave broadcasts are quite limited, currently scheduled for only an hour and a quarter per day, 0500 to 0615 on 6155. And he says, I bet you that ORF will be off shortwave by the end of the year. However, Patrick Robich in Austria replies, ORF will be on shortwave as long as the Mosbrunn transmitter site is on the air. As Wolf Harant explained some time ago in the ADX mailing list, an ORF transmission is the legal requirement for selling airtime to foreign customers. But ORF does not pay for this transmission, so don't expect more than a minimum schedule. Last week we were talking about that new station for Talishistan from the Nagorno-Karabakh transmitter inside Azerbaijan. It's rarely reported outside Europe. It's rather low power. But here's a tentative log of the other station, Voice of Justice, by XM in Florida via Bob Wilkner. It was April 6th on the air between 0600 and 0631 sign-off with an anthem on 9677.6, presumed to be the Voice of Justice. Not much to hear on shortwave from Belarus, but one frequency relaying the home service number 1 is 11930. I heard it April 16th at 0540 with music with a heavy beat, but undermodulated. Sometimes there is totally unneeded Cuban jamming in the middle of the night on this frequency, while Radio Marti is only on it in the daytime. But between 04 and 07 UT, it's now registered as Belaruskaya Radio Adin, 250 kilowatts, 72 degrees from Minsk at 04 to 07. Jorge Freitas in Brazil has also noticed that their 11730 transmission in the local evenings carrying the external service is undermodulated. I often hear Radio Pio XII, Pius XII in Siglo XX, 20th century Bolivia, when I'm monitoring the 49-meter band around 0100 UT on 5952.4 variable. However, if I were monitoring a sesquihour later, I might hear the sign-off at 0230, as Ron Howard in California did April 17th with their distinctive whistling Colonel Bogey March, along with ID, chimes, and going off the air. Rather more exotic Bolivians are these, and it helps to be further east to hear them since they sign off rather early, or are rather weak signals. They're from Thomas Nielsen in Sweden, shortwave bulletin. On April 11th at 2256, he was hearing a station 30 hertz below 6025, which was Radio Patria Nueva, also known by its original name of Radio Ijumani, named after that very high mountain in Bolivia. Henry Clements listened to his recording and says, it is Radio Ijumani, now also using the slogan Red Patria Nueva as a compliment. However, the next day, the frequency was covered by Tibet. Thomas Nielsen also reports way off frequency from 6055, what is probably Radio Juan 23, another station in Bolivia named after a pope. It was on exactly 6054.466, April 6th, until sign-off at 2204. He says it was the first time I managed to get some weak audio out of this one. Earlier, only the carrier was visible. It signs off each night around 2205. Brazilian DXers have been reporting for some time a station on 4905, Rádio Relógio in Brazil, which implies time signals, but it's seldom reported from elsewhere. Now there is a report from Karl Hunzik in Czechia on Hardcore DX, April 14th at 0620. He says, I heard it via the remote receiver in Iceland, playing mostly Brazilian pop music and some IDs. On every full minute, there is a time announcement by a woman, not the same as PPE on 10 megahertz, with three pips. But, he says, this time announcement was 17 seconds too late when he was listening. Some time signal station. How about North America? Well, finally, here's an UNID from Bob Wilkner in Florida, which might be it because he was hearing weak Portuguese from midnight to midnight 12 fade out April 7th on 4905. Next channel up on 4915, there's a much stronger Brazilian. In fact, there are two of them, but this concerns Rádio Daqui, which means from here. Reported by XM in Florida again via Bob Wilkner. On April 8th, it had an excellent signal with Brazilian pop music. From 2344, he heard three IDs, but it signed off at 2358. That's a bit early, but on another occasion, April 14th, I was still hearing it an hour later at midnight 57 on 4915 exactly, and some very clear IDs shouted as Rádio Daqui, and it continued on past 0100. Must have had a pipeline from Goiânia, as unusually this signal was much stronger than any other Brazilian on 60 meters at that time. There is another on the same frequency, which was not audible at that moment, which actually has 2.5 times the power of Rádio Daqui, the one in Macapá. One more Brazilian from Thomas Nielsen in Sweden, who really likes to try to pull out those very weak signals. 15 hertz above 6105, April 7th at 2130, quite weak and just above threshold, tentatively Rádio Cultura Philadelphia. The program sounded parallel to their web stream, but difficult to be 100% sure since the audio was so low. However, it was identified as Rádio Cultura Philadelphia in Foz do Iguaçu, Paraná, at 2043 UT by Rodolfo Tizzi in Uruguay. Ivo Ivanov, who is in the neighborhood of the Kostinbrod transmitter site in Sofia, Bulgaria, that's the site for rent since Radio Bulgaria no longer exists on shortwave, reported on April 16th that all other transmissions from Kostinbrod have been canceled except two broadcasts of Brother Stare, 18 to 19 on 11685 and 19 to 21 on 7400. More about those constellations of spurs, 8 kHz apart, coming out of a single Chicom jamming transmitter, usually detectable only as weak carriers or heterodynes against other stations. Wolfgang Büschel has checked the current A13 schedule and come up with other frequencies where these spurs should be coming from during certain two-hour periods. I've already been hearing them, and I'll just give the center frequency. Before 13 UT from 11720, at 13 to 15 on 11760. He says they should also be around 15430 at 15 to 17, and again coming from 11760, and he's actually heard them there after 1700. Furthermore, between 09 and 11, the center frequency is 13610. From Hiroshi and Sasagawa in Japan, news that one of the shortwave transmitter sites in China is off the air for maintenance from April 15th to May 25th. This affects quite a few CRI language broadcasts. It's the Jinhua Yobu number 831 transmitter site. And one of the broadcasts which has been suspended is the Japanese service between 10 and 13 UT on 7325. This is especially fortunate since that opens up the frequency for the 1 kilowatt Papua New Guinea missionary station Wantok Radio Light, which has suddenly become audible, propagation permitting, to Ron Howard in California and Mike Gilchrist in Iowa, among others. So now's your chance to hear that PNG station without blockage by China. However, CRI is back on the frequency, no doubt from some other transmitter's site, between 13 and 1400. There's another gap, and then resuming once again at 1430. The full list of all the temporarily suspended CRI transmissions is in the new DX Listening Digest, number 13-16, at worldofradio.com. From their seaside DX camp in Italy, Dario Monferrini and Giampiero Bernardini report, among many others, Radio Republica Costa Rica on 5953.9, April 9th at 2352 in Spanish, fair signal with low modulation. I was surprised to see this, as I'm often tuning around that frequency 1 hour later and I never hear any sign of it, although sometimes there's some Cuban jamming. So apparently Radio Republica is active from this little transmitter in Costa Rica, as well as via France. Don't confuse it with a nearby Latin American we mentioned earlier. On 5952.46, Radio Pio XII in Bolivia. Regarding last week's report that BBC was still being heard on 1323 kilohertz in Nigeria, a reply from Chris Greenway says, I spoke to a colleague at the BBC. 1323 was still indeed from Ziggy in Cyprus, but only as a very temporary measure. This was as of April 11th. To tell medium wave listeners to move. It should be gone by next week, perhaps even by this weekend, which has now just passed. So check 1323 and you may no longer hear any BBC. If you hear a preacher in English on 15190 after 1400 UT, as I did April 11th, do not assume it is Radio Africa, Equatorial Guinea. As soon as I checked the schedules, I saw that it must have been instead KTWR in Guam, which is now scheduled in English at 14, Sunday through Friday. In another 17 minutes, we bid farewell to all our listeners on Sirius XM Satellite Radio, which has decided to cease carrying WRN after April 25th. There are many other ways to hear World of Radio, of course, online and via shortwave, FM, and AM stations. Our complete schedule info is at worldofradio.com. Bill Mead in Pennsylvania points out that all the WRN feeds are on TuneIn if you have that app on your phone or car dashboard. Tudor Vediano in Romania says, I'm not a fan of North Korean propaganda, but any time I tune to the Voice of Korea, I can hear three audio streams, two VOK broadcasts in different languages, and some kind of a jet plane noise jamming. At 1415 UT on 13760, I hear French and Korean, the French a bit stronger, and the jamming-like noise. Does anyone explain this oddity? Martin Williams of North Korea Tech replies, sometimes the secondary audio can be very strong, so strong it interferes with the main program. This is especially noticeable when the Chinese service ends news and begins broadcasting music while English is still reading the news. It sounds like a musical bed has been brought up to accompany the news item. Any theories on why this has started? I seem to recall it was not there a couple of years ago. Wolfgang Büschel answers, there are intermodulations at the Kujang site of North Korea of various signals transmitted at the same time on this site, mixed together, either at the transmitters, the antenna matrix, feeder lines between the transmitter house and curtain antennas, or even affecting the dipoles on curtain arrays of other language services from the same location. And he goes on to cite many more examples as well as harmonics of the jammers. You're listening to World of Radio number 1665. Many thanks this week for financial support from Will Martin in St. Louis, who sent a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. One may also contribute, not necessarily in U.S. funds, via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. Here's another mystery frequency explained. Wolfgang Büschel was hearing something on 21500 at 10:15 to 10:30 UT, April 13th. The same as on 21580, seemed to be in Malay or Indonesian. Alan Rowe in the UK replied, it's the Filipino service from Radio Kuwait at 10 to 12 on 21580. Very strong with several IDs and many English words. 21500 could be a leapfrog of Kuwait over their other transmitter in Arabic on 21540, which is halfway in between, and Ivo Ivanov agrees that is what's happening. The signal on 21500 is not supposed to be there, as Wolfgang Büschel then agrees it's an intermodulation product of the Kabd transmitter site. And there could be another one equally separated on the high side at 21620. Has Libya disappeared from its only shortwave frequency, 11600? Ernesto Paulero in Argentina said, as of April 11th, has anyone heard it? It's been several days since I have. I wonder if they've changed frequency. Jorge Freitas in Brazil says on April 14th at 1922, I and others are noticing the lack of Radio Libya. A third harmonic from Macedonia puts it sort of on shortwave. The megawatt transmitter on 810 medium wave reported again on 2430 kilohertz by Giampiero Bernardini and Dario Monferrini at their de-expedition in Italy. This was April 10th at 0324 Macedonian Radio 1. We have two reports of Monaco being heard on shortwave. Not a strict shortwave broadcast, it's actually a coastal utility station. But if it makes a difference, you may be able to convince yourself it is a broadcast, at least for a few minutes. Giampiero Bernardini and Dario Monferrini report Monaco Radio on 4363 upper sideband, April 9th, from 1603 to 1606 sign-off, with an English broadcast, an ID, a web, and they even play a hymn, I guess they mean the national anthem. 3AC8, the call sign of Monaco Radio, is also reported on 8728 USB by Mauro Giroletti in Italy, April 14th at 1604 with an ID and frequency list. An apparent new frequency for Tazin Radio in Myanmar, reported by Sudipta Ghose in India, April 14th from 1330. It was in Myanmar dialects on 6165. With interruptions and signal variations. However, as of 3 days later, Victor Gunatilaka in Sri Lanka says it seemed to be a one-day operation, not heard since. After 2 months of stunting, as it's called, with nothing but program previews, the reactivated KYHN, Salisaw, Oklahoma, City of License, Fort Smith, Arkansas, in 1650, finally is heard with real programming. CBS News on the hour at 0100 UT, April 12th, and perhaps also the night before when I was hearing Dennis Miller before that hour. Best times to hear it at a distance while on day power during April are after 1145 UT and before midnight 45. In May, the two sunrise-sunset times will officially be 1115 and 0115. And now we come to Papua New Guinea, although I already mentioned earlier under China how 7325 has opened up temporarily so we can hear One Talk Radio Lite without all that interference. Ron Howard in California has been hearing it since April 15th and notes The exact frequency is 40 hertz below 7325. It was in the clear until CRI came back on at 1258 UT. It's Christian programming, including Back to the Bible during the second half of the 12 UT hour, and also heard by Mike Gilchrist in Iowa. He measured it on exactly 7324.963 from TuneIn at 1037. Mike Gilchrist in Iowa has also been enjoying pulling in as many of the other tropical band PNG stations as possible, and has succeeded in his quiet rural location. However, 3905 NBC New Ireland had been eluding him, apparently off the air. Ralph Perry in Illinois says erratic is certainly the operative word for them. I had fine reception of 3905 March 26th at 11:33 to 12:15, and 27th at 10:45 to tune out at 11:29. It was really excellent on the second day before KF4QB brought up the hamnet on the same frequency at 11:05. But he says, I had not noticed PNG on 3905 since then, though I had not been rigorously looking for it as of April 17th. A few weeks ago, we mentioned that Ondas del Sur Oriente in Peru had changed frequency from 5120 to 4835. It's very tough to hear in the evenings in North America because WWCR starts 4840 just before midnight UT. However, from Sweden, Thomas Nielsen reports Ondas del Sur Oriente 31 hertz above 4835, April 13th at midnight 58. With IDs twice as Radio Felicidad, quite good strength. Also noted April 12th, and also reported April 10th by Dario Monferrini and Giampiero Bernardini in Italy. They measured it on a rather different frequency, 4834.63 at midnight 59 UT, although this was a presumed log, poor signal with talks. Giampiero is most excited about lucking into hearing Radio Quijabamba, the other station in that area of Peru, on 5024.917, April 10th at midnight 48, with an ID at 0101. It was a weak signal, but the lucky thing was that Cuba was off the frequency, usually on 5025, but they were off until 0105. As a matter of fact, I was listening at the very same time and noted Cuba missing and a very weak carrier here, which I figured was probably Quijabamba. In the Ontario DX Association, Christoph Ratzer in Austria reports Radio Pacifico Lima Peru reactivated on 9675. Heard April 12th at 0200 in Spanish with a definite ID and religious talk. Big news about Somalia is a new shortwave station in the Puntland region. Ilpo Parviainen in Finland was first to break this news on April 14th, according to a website, that a new station is going on the air from the place called Garave to be called Radio Puntland. It's operated by Italian technicians. Another Finn, Mauno Ritla, made some inquiries and soon found out the frequencies, 6140 and 13800, which they planned to start in June. Ilpo follows up, my contact informed me that Somali Family Services is establishing this first community radio station in Puntland. Originally they had plans to call it Radio Puntland, but when they heard about a government-driven project, the name was changed into Radio Sahan, S-A-H-A-N. See www.radiosahan.org. And it seems they're already on the air with a temporary 100-watt transmitter, says Mauno Ritola. He already heard them on 13800 from 1400 until Iran broke the frequency at 1430 and again after 1530. This was on April 15th. Chris Greenway in England also researched this and found out that the night frequency was going to be 6160, so check both that and 6140, neither of them heard yet. And his contact said they were testing only with music, but would launch regular programming already on April 20th. Ilpo then found another item on the Radiorama blog spot that they transmit now with 200 watts on 6140 in the morning and 13800 in the afternoon. But in June, they'll activate a 20-kilowatt transmitter. Thanks also to help from a third Finn, Jari Savonainen, Ilpo got in contact with the Italian engineer who's setting up the station. His name is Enrico Liperni, and he supplied all kinds of technical details and even photographs of the new installation. It's a 25-kilowatt LCOR transmitter, originally from Costa Rica, the antenna, a broadband vertical, dual conical. He says the project is financed by the Italian government, project management by UN Ops in Nairobi, Kenya, the project founded by the NGO Invisible Children USA. And note this, he says LCOR Costa Rica is on the verge of closing due to lack of clients and mismanagement. We ordered the transmitter in 2009, but it was never completed by them. On April 17th, Mauno Ritola was very pleased that Enrico had already confirmed his reception and promised a QSL card. Tudor Vidiano in Romania also heard it and posted a clip on YouTube April 17th at 14:24, just music, on 13800. It was on USB only. About the 11-meter band transmitter in Moscow, Russia, we mentioned last week on 25900, the WRTH National Update says, every Friday between 12 and 15 UT, with 400 watts, parallel to 1584 kilohertz, the station operating on 25900 is Radio Zelenyi Glaz, which apparently means green eye radio. Time is running out to hear, and perhaps QSL, the medium wave stations in the Basque country of Spain. Patrick Robich in Austria tells us that Euskadi Irratia will close down its medium wave frequencies from May 1st. That is 1476, 1386, 1197, 963, 819, and 756 kHz due to economic problems. Also, their local outlet, Radio Vitoria, on 1602 is to close as well. We've heard from the broadcast engineer, Ray Robinson, who is involved in reviving the shortwave station near Los Angeles, KVOH, which was last heard on 17775 a few years ago. Read all about it in the new DX Listening Digest, but briefly, you may recall it was originally founded by George Otis of High Adventure Ministries, the Voice of Hope. After he died, it was sold to La Voz de la Restauración, but then they ran out of resources and it's been off the air. However, they still owned the facility and have sold it to a new group to turn it into something like it was originally under George Otis. Ray says the enormous log periodic antenna has been inspected and certified. Funding is in place. Refurbishing is underway. Still needs to do some more work on the transmitter. No target date, but you're likely to hear tests within the next couple of months in English and Spanish. And meanwhile, they are trying to source a 100-kilowatt solid-state transmitter. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued April 15th. ANKNC is peaking at 18 and 4 on April 25th, otherwise mostly 5 and 2. Solar flux rising from 95 on April 19th to 125 May 3rd to 6th. And that's World of Radio 1665, Glenn Hauser, inviting you back next week.